From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Global stock markets dropped sharply, oil prices fell, and the value of the British currency crashed to a three-decade low after the unprecedented vote for Britain to leave the European Union. We get that story now from Mil Arcega.
For those who voted to leave the European Union, the outcome was reason to celebrate. But in financial markets around the world, there was little to cheer about. Speaking to VOA's Jill Maladrino, financial analyst Stephen Kalijian says investors should hang on to their cash until the crisis blows over.
I don't think this is a buying opportunity. I think that this could be the catalyst to something that could last throughout the whole summer.
The uncertainty sent stock prices sharply lower on Wall Street. Analysts say there's no reason to panic yet, but because there is no historic precedence for such an exit, many say financial markets could face continued volatility for weeks, perhaps even months. Mil Arcega, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. military has launched its first airstrikes against the Taliban in Afghanistan since President Obama expanded the authorities under which U.S. troops can attack insurgents. Previously, U.S. commanders were authorized only to use airstrikes to protect American ground forces. On a visit to Armenia, Pope Francis again has denounced the World War II-era mass killings of Armenians by Ottoman Turks as genocide. The Pope said it was a tragedy and that the first of the deplorable series of catastrophes of the past century. Francis delivered a major speech at the presidential palace in Yerevan after visiting an Armenian cathedral where he urged Christians to unite to prevent religion from being exploited. This is VOA News. Italian officials say at least 7,000 migrants have been rescued from small boats in the Mediterranean in just 2 days. Italian ships, along with others belonging to Doctors Without Borders, carried out more than 40 rescue operations, pulling people from overcrowded small rubber boats and dinghies. The migrants, believed to be mainly from Arab and sub-Saharan African countries, are trying to reach Europe. United Nations World Food Program reports it soon will begin regular flights of food and other relief supplies from the Syrian capital, Damascus, to the northeastern city of Qamishli. Lisa Schlein is in Geneva with our report.
WFP spokeswoman Bettina Lüscher says planes will take off from Damascus International Airport for Qamishli Airport, which is under government control.
We will bring food in for 150,000 people. And we will concentrate on food in the beginning because the food situation on the ground has been really dire.
Qamishli is on the border with Turkey and close to Iraq. It is under control of both the Syrian government and Kurdish forces, with the latter controlling the majority of the city. Lucia says the number of international agencies, including the World Health Organization, UN Refugee Agency, and International Committee of the Red Cross, are interested in ferrying desperately needed relief supplies to the inhabitants of Qamishli. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Rio de Janeiro has hit another bump in the road as it struggles to get ready to host the Summer Olympics in just 6 weeks. World Anti-Doping Agency has suspended the city's official drug testing laboratory, barring it from performing any tests for 6 months because it has committed what WADA called procedural errors. The drug lab suspension adds to the problems Brazil is facing as the August 5th opening of the Summer Olympics draws closer. For example, the president's impeachment, the Zika virus outbreak spread by mosquitoes, economic woes, and the widespread pollution of waters around Rio, including some Olympic venues. U.S. Democratic Party presidential candidate Bernie Sanders says he will vote for Hillary Clinton in the upcoming November general election. The senator and said stopping Republican Donald Trump from entering the White House is one of his major goals. Sanders continues to campaign and speak at rallies across the nation, even though Clinton secured early in June the number of delegates needed to become the Democratic Party nominee. He dismissed the idea that he should withdraw from the Democratic convention. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And don't forget about our VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.